Goyim Rabbi Yarbosa, so Rashi says, Afilu b'mokim sh'loi no'a b'latsin locha. So Chur Rashi is learning Pshat now Mishnah, that our Mishnah is talking about even in the place that the minig is not to do melacha on Erev Pesach. But we say, what are you not allowed to do? You're just not allowed to start the melacha. But to finish off a melacha, that's how Mishnah is being the Chaddish. To finish off a melacha, you're allowed to finish it off even on Erev Pesach. So the Bryce says now, Goyim Ra be Arbosa. Now Amosai, when are you allowed to finish it off? Bizman shehischobo koidem Arbosa. Only if you started to do it before Arbosa. Avoloi hischobo koidem Arbosa. But if you didn't finish, you didn't start to make this handkerchief, to make this belt before Erev Pesach, lo yaschobo Arbosa. You're not allowed to start doing it, making this belt on Erev Pesach. And afilu tzilzel katan, even if it's only a small belt, that it's not such a hard work to do, and you can finish it today in a few hours, still you're not allowed to do it. And afilu shavcha katana, even if it's a small kerchief that you put over, the ladies put over the head, still they're not allowed to start, and not allowed to start, even though they'll finish it on Erev Pesach. And litzara chamoyed in, shna litzara chamoyed loy. Here it says clearly, what is it mutter to finish off? Only something that's a tzara chamoyed. If it's necessary to be used for on Yom Tov, then you're allowed to finish it off. Or b'shna litzara chamoyed loy, but if you don't need it for Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to even finish it off. Yet so Chura Bryce says clearly that only the Tzarech HaMoed is mutter. Oh, but Shlalat is a diik now. This is a diik. The Tzarech HaMoed in. Shlalat Tzarech HaMoed light. So Mara says, no, maybe there's no raya. I'll tell you who I did maybe to Yafilu Shlalat Tzarech Nami Gamrinan. Maybe even if you don't need this kerchief or this belt for Yom Tov, still you're allowed to finish it off. Oh, but what is the Bryce telling us? Welcome, Ashman. This is the Chiddush of our Bryce. The Yafilu Tzarech HaMoed. Even in a case where you do need it for Yom Tov, like you need a belt for Yom Tov, you want to finish weaving it, or you need this kerchief for Yom Tov, still the locher is migmar in aschuliloi. I tell you, you're only allowed to finish, but you're not allowed to start. That's true on this brisa. But it could be, even if you don't need something for Yom Tov, still, if you started to make it before Erev Pesach, and now it comes in Erev Pesach and you want to finish it, maybe to finish something is always mutter. But enechanami, if it's to start, is always awesome. But it could be, if Abi is started before Erev Pesach, you're allowed to finish it, even though it's for the Tzarech HaMoed. Therefore, again, we have no clear raya. What's Pshat now Mishnah? Tzor Shema, come and bring another raya. Here's a clear raya. Rabbi Meir, wait a minute. Rabbi Meir says, Kol melocha shilu Tzarech HaMoed. Any melocha that's the purpose is the Tzarech HaMoed. Is alocha goimro biyar bosa. You're allowed to finish it on Erev Pesach. It says clearly, if it's a melacha that you need for Yom Tov, it's a belt or a kerchief you want to use for Yom Tov, for Pesach. So now you're allowed to finish making an Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Let's say it's not something you plan to use on Pesach, then Osir. You're not allowed to finish it on Erev Pesach. You're allowed to do this type of a melacha on Erev Pesach at Chatzos. V'mokim shenogu. If the minig is to do at least this much melacha. Because when Rashi's Masbir, we're going now that the minig here is really not to do melacha on Erev Pesach. But this type of a melacha, the minig is to be makel. What's the melacha? If you need the belt for Yom Tov, and all you have to do is just finish it, you're allowed to finish it off on Erev Pesach. Mokim shenoguin, loinoguloi. But if the minig is not even to do this melacha, then tackle even this you can't do. Like Rashi says, second top Rashi, loinoguloi. If the minig is not to afilu gomar, even just to finish it off, if that's the minig in your mokum, not even to finish off a malach and Erev Pesach, to a begmar kamina, we're talking about now, just finishing it off, that's also wasser. In other words, there is such a minig not to do any malach at all on Erev Pesach, not even just to finish it off. So if that's the minig, you can't even finish it off. But if the minig is to be makel, a kopon to do some malachim, what are you allowed to do? You're only allowed to finish off the belt or finish off the kerchief for Yom Tov. So, Shema Mina, Litzarech HaMoyed in, Shlo Litzarech HaMoyed loy, Shema Mina. Now we have a clear raya that our Mishnah says you're allowed to do malacha, finish off a malacha, never Pesach, it's only if you need it for Yom Tov. If you want to finish off a belt or finish off a sweater, something that you're going to use for Yom Tov, then we say it's mutter to finish it off on Erev Pesach. Then Nachnami, if you're not going to use it on Pesach, even though all you have to do is just finish it off, that's also Bechlal Minig not to do Melacha on Erev Pesach. Now this is all talking about a Mokam that the Minig is not to do Melacha. Not to do Melacha. So even the meaning is not to do melacha, there's only one type that's an exception that you're allowed to do. And that is, if you need something for Yom Tov, you're allowed to finish it off. So if you have a suit, you just want to finish it off. It was done already, the suit. You just have to finish making the hem on the pants, or finish off sewing something, that avad is mutter. So that's called the Surah HaMoid. So you're allowed to do that on Erev Pesach. The Chachamim Moreim Nechom say, Sholosh Umnias. There are three types of trades, people working, that they're allowed to work every place on Erev Pesach. Up to Chatzos. Tono. Ha-chayit. Why is a weaver allowed to work? Shekein Hegyit. Toifer Kedaka B'cholosh HaMoid. So one parent says, because it's not such a big malacha. Because sewing, there are cases that you can sew even on Cholosh HaMoid. If you sew in normal manner, Kedaka, not like an Uman, not like a professional does, but like a Hegyit, a regular person sews, there is a type of sewing that's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. And everybody knows that Chol HaMoed is more chomer than Erev Pesach. So if you're allowed to do a simple type of sewing on Chol HaMoed in the middle of Yom Tov, so pshit, you're allowed to sew a chayit, a numin, on Erev Pesach. Trashi, ha-chaytin mishum hochi shorer bar bosor. Why is the weaver allowed to do his work on Erev Pesach? Bechol mokim, any place. Shekei metzino ben kula mishar umnis. We find that more maker than other umnis, gavi Chol HaShemoed. That a Chol HaShemoed, this malach you're allowed to do. Shkein hed yit tefek adarkoi. Mishni b'moed kotin. Hed yit chain umen, a regular person that can't sew, like a professional, hilkach, he's allowed to sew on Chol HaMoed. Hilkach barbosa de kil mechol HaShemoed, an Erev Yom Tov, that's more calm, more lenient than Chol HaShemoed, hafil a woman namishari. The Rabbanim were even makol, a professional person could also sew on Erev Pesach. V'yakoysin, what about, Sapronim v'yakoysin, a barber and the laundryman, he's allowed to work on Erev Pesach. Shekein habom v'dina sayom. Let's say a person that was traveling before Yom Tov, coming over the ocean, and v'yotze v'yotze surim, or else somebody was put in jail, and he's finally coming out of jail on Chol HaMoed. He is alocha, mesaprin, or mechatsim, b'chol HaShemoed. Even though Stamazo, you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, or you're not allowed to wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed, but people that were in Oinus, that couldn't do it before Yom Tov, they were traveling over the ocean, or else they were in jail, and they first came out in Erev on Chol HaMoed, they were allowed to take a haircut and wash the clothing on Chol HaMoed. So again, since you see there's cases that you're allowed to take a haircut and wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed, the Rabbanim will make it to do this on Erev Pesach. We have the Yosef of Yudu Aymer Afrit Sanim. Even a person that works with the shoes, the leathers, to fix up the leathers, that's the leather shoe, that's also... Yishukain, Afrit Sanim, Shukain, Oyle Regolim, Yemastatnam, and Aleim, B'chol HaShemoed. The people that went to Eilu Regal, when they were traveling up as Rabbanu will make it for them, they were allowed to fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed. So since there's again one case that somebody could fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed, therefore the Rabbanu will make it that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to. So Taisus brings a riot from here, Meyochi Mashma Behedya, to also Lestakim Elma B'chol HaShemoed. A regular person, if your shoes are got a hole in your shoes, you're not allowed to have them fixed on Chol HaMoed. This Meyoch is Osir. Layetiru Eilu Regalim. It's only somebody for the mitzvahs, early regal, they're not to fix your shoes, dafka. Sintai says, I have the aim of Dov Robert who, the chur, if you have a hole in the shoe, it should be a Dov Robert. If you're not going to fix it and wear it, the hole will get worse and you ruin your whole shoe. Shem yikru, maybe the whole shoe will rip, and Jack should be mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. So he says, no, to yachol ekmeisim chadoshim, because you can buy yourself a new pair of shoes. And Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to buy clothing in Chol HaMoed. So therefore, Taisus holds in the halacha, you're not allowed to have your shoes fixed on Chol HaMoed. Only for early regal they will matter. But our core point was nagaya to us is, since there's a hechatims in the world that you're allowed to do something on Chol HaMoed, the Rabbanu will make on Erev Pesach that the shoe man can fix the shoes. Right? The more of my kumifugi, what's the machloek of Tanakamo and Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda? Mar sova lemeidim tchilas molochem isoif molochem. You learn out the beginning from the end. You don't learn out the beginning from the end. Rashi says that means tchilas melacha ritzanim shoysim and olam chadoshim, to make new shoes to start from new. Misayf melacha tikim and olam. Says what are they matter you on Chol HaMoed for the regolim only to fix the shoes, but they are never makel to make the new shoes. Therefore, there's never a hechatims to how to make new shoes on Chol HaMoed. If Erev Pesach, he holds you're not allowed to make new shoes on Erev Pesach. That malach you can't do. and echnami. To just fix it, that's not worse than any melacha. That's a tzarech hamoed, you're allowed to do the melacha on Erev Pesach, if it's a tzarech yomtiv. But to make a whole new pair of shoes, the Tanna Kamma says, that there's no heter at all on chol hamoed. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no. Just like you see for other regalim, they're allowed to fix the shoes, who are then weak at all on Erev Pesach, you're even allowed to make the shoes from the beginning. So that's the Mishnah. Moishivin shayfchin latana greilim biyudalit. You're allowed to put the chickens on top of the eggs, on top of the sheifchim, on Erev Pesach. This melacha is not called the melacha. So Rashi, Moshiva sheifchim, Gishen noisten beitzim, tachas tamagrilis. When you put the eggs under the chickens, lischamim, to make them heat up the egg, legad lafrechim, you want it to hatch, kori Moshiva sheifchim. That's called this Moshiva sheifchim. You're putting the chicken on top of the egg. So you're allowed to do this on Erev Pesach. This is not called the melacha. If a chicken ran away, is machzira noisa, you're allowed to put it back on top of its egg. So Gemara is going to ask, madach, you're allowed to put it there in the first place. If it runs away, pshit, you're allowed to put it back. We'll see in the Gemara. Machzira slum kaima. V'yemesa, let's say the chicken died, moishivan acheres tachter. You take another one first, and put the next one on top of the eggs. Right, another locker is, gorfin mitachas ragle beina biyudalin. In the animal stall, where there's a lot of shmutz there, a lot of galolim that comes out of the animals, you're allowed to clean it out. Is gorfin, and he's cleaning out, rake out the stool there, mitachas ragle beima biyudalid. That's on Erev Yomtif. Over moyit, what about on chol moyit? Then mesakun litzdodim. You're only allowed to rake it to the side. Like clean up, just put it on the side. But you're not allowed to clean it up altogether, take it outside. That's so that it's more kal, Erev Yomtif, than it is on chol moyit. Moilichim, kelim, you're allowed to take your clothing, kelim or dishes, umevin, or bring them home, evesumin. If you gave it to the workmen to fix it, you're allowed to either bring it there, or else take it home, on Erev Yomtif. It is not called the melacha, just taking it to the shop, or picking it up, taking it home. Afal pi, shenu matur chamoid. Even though you don't need these kelim, or these utensils, for Yomtif, still just taking it to the shop, and bringing it home, that's mutter. So Rashi says, Gorfin, Umashlichin lechutz. Your mom is allowed to throw all the schmutz under the animals outside. Over moyit shechomer, Mashlichin and cholam moyit, that's more chomer than Erev Yomtif. Ain mashlichin lechutz. You're not allowed to clean and throw it outside. Hello, Masakun Sodin. The answer is only put it to the side and leave it by the side. That's all. Sati Mishnah. On the Fresh, it says what? That you're allowed to do this work of putting a chicken on top of the eggs on Erev Pesach. That's mutz. It is not called the melacha. For the Gemara, Hashto Yisuba Meisvinen, Madach, you're allowed to take a chicken and put it on top of the egg. Ahadurimi boy. Why does the Mishnah have to say if an egg chicken ran away, he'll go put it back on top of the egg? Pshita. Now the Gemara, Omer Abaya, Seif and Osm Chol Shemoid. The Seif is telling the Yechidish even on Chol Moid in the middle of Yom Tif, that's Mutter. It's on Chol Moid, you're not allowed to do Metchil and take the chicken and put it on top of the egg. But Sheikh on Chol Moid, if you had it there from before, and now on Chol Moid the chicken ran away, you're allowed to put it back on the egg. That's Mutter. Omer Ebrenechlam on Erev Yomtif, that's more cooler. Pshit, you're allowed to put it back. Because Madach, you're allowed to put it there at the beginning. For sure, if it runs away, you're allowed to put it back. Omer Rafuna, Loishonuela Toich Shloishalamardu. It's only if it didn't run away 3 days ago. It's only ran away 1 or 2 days. Diakati Loiporach Simro Mino. The heat didn't go away from the egg. So then we say you can still put the chicken back on the egg, and the egg will still hatch. Mashmud, if it ran away more than 3 days already, now you can't put another chicken or put that back on, because it won't help you anymore. By the viacha shloishli shivosa, and it's only if the egg sat on the chicken sat on the egg for 3 days already. The pseida law, because then there'll be a pseida. The pseida law veila gamri, because now this egg, if the chicken sat on it for 3 days, now it's not royalty anymore. Like it already started to hatch a little bit. And if you're going to take away the chicken and not put it back again, you're going to ruin the whole egg. So that's called the pseida, therefore you're allowed to put it back again. So the Gemara, Avaliacha Shloish Lamarda. But let's say the chicken ran away 3 days ago. 3 days already. Now the Porcholot Simro Minor, that the heat of the egg went away, you're not allowed to put the chicken back again on Erev Pesach. Because it's not going to help you. You're doing a tirchash, not a tzarech. It's not going to make this egg hatch anymore. Let's say it didn't sit on the egg 3 days yet. It's also, if it runs away then, you're not allowed to put it back. Because you didn't ruin your egg completely. Because Kozeman, the chicken, didn't sit on the egg for 3 days. The egg, nothing happened to the egg yet. Therefore, still, you could eat it. So therefore, if it runs away, gesundheit, don't be matriach, put it back on again. Let you eat the egg the way it is. Rabbi Ami, Yom Rabbi Ami says no. Afilo ter shloisha. Even if it's the egg, the chicken only sat on the egg 2 days before Yom Tov, the yeshiva say, still madrinim, still you're allowed to put him back on Erev Pesach. But my kimisuki, what's the machlokes? Why does he say even if the egg, if the chicken sat on it less than 3 days, still you're allowed to put him back? Masav lehefsin ruba choshesho lehefsin muad lechoshesho. The first Tanakam holds, it's only when you ruin the egg completely. That's called a big hefsin. If the chicken sat on the egg for 3 days, now this egg is not edible. Since it's not edible right now, that's called a big hefsin. You ruin the egg. So we don't want you to ruin the eggs. Therefore, we'll make on you, you're allowed to put it back. You're allowed to put it, you're allowed to put the chicken back on the egg. But if not, Bashenkein, if you sat there less than 2 days, so true. It's not so good, Narashi says. Some people won't eat it anymore. But I call upon it, many people will eat it. So it's only a little hefsid that you can't sell it, get the same value for it like a regular egg. So Rav Ami holds, even for a small hefsid, you can't get the same price, we'll also make them. Therefore we say, you're allowed to let the egg, chicken go back on the egg and let it hatch. And Tanakama says, no, if it only sat 2 days, since some people will eat it, you could sell it, you won't get the same value, so what? It's only a little hefsid, for a little hefsid we're not making. Right, the Mishnah says, Gorfin mitachas. Now, an Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to go clean out the whole stall by the behemoths. Tana Rabbonin, ha-zevel shel b'chotzer. If in your backyard, your front yard, you have a lot of zevel, that's the manure that comes out of the animals, is mesalkun oisel tzdodim. You're allowed to just move it to the sides. You can't take it out of the chotzer altogether. Just rake it to the side. That's mutter. Sheva refes, v'sheva chotzer. Let's say you have the manure in the stall or else in the chotzer. Then motzia oisel yashpa. Then you allow the mamas clean it out of the whole chutz to take it outside to the junkyard. For the Gemara, Gufa Kashi is a steer here. Or Marty just telling me, Zevul shel b'chutz, if you have the manure in the chutz, is a locha mesalkun, if it's dodin. All you're allowed to do is just move it to the sides. That's all. But mashma to clean it out altogether, throw it out, you're not allowed to. Well, the Tanyan, right away the Brisa says, Sheb refes v'sheb chotzer, if you have this manure in the refes, in the stall, or else in the chotzer, motzia noisel yashpa, let a mamash clean it out altogether, and throw it into the junkyard, it's mamash astira. Now the Gemara Amar Abaye, Abaye says, lekash, there's no stira here. I'll tell you. Kan v'yudalid, kan v'chol ha-shamoyed. Like we're always saying, on Erev Pesach, it's more lenient than the lochas of chol ha-moyed. So on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to clean out the whole chotzer and take the manure outside into the junkyard. But on Chol HaMoed, that's a more chomedic halacha. You can't do such a big tircha. So therefore, you're only allowed to mesalkun, put it on the side, and not carry it out all the way to the junkyard. Rav Amar, Rav wants to answer now. I'll tell you, Chol HaMoed, Chol HaShemoed. Both halachas are talking about Chol HaMoed. Lochikom, this is what the Braisa means to say. Im nase chotzer kerefis. If your nice, pretty chotzer became now mamash like a stall, in other words, so much manure is there, then matzi noisli yashpa. Then we'll make her to say you're allowed to clean out all this junk and take it to the junkyard. See, if you only have a little bit of manure, it's not so gefelich, then we say the din is on chol ha-moed, all you should do is just move it to the side, that's all, let it stay by the side. But when it gets so big that mamash looks like a stall now, then the rabbon will make you allowed to clean it out altogether. Right, at the end of the Mishnah said, Moilichin Kalim, you're allowed to take your utensils to the store, or Mevi'im Beis Umin. Or else you can take it home from the Beis Umin. Either way, you're allowed to do on Erev Pesach. Omer Rapapa, Bodik Lon Rova, Rova looked into this, and said like this, Tanan we learned, Moilichin, you're allowed to take it to the store, or Mevi'im, you're allowed to bring it home. Kalim Beis Umin, your utensils from the workshop, the Beis Umin. Afa Pi Shein Musar Chamoid, even though you don't need these utensils, you don't need this pot, you don't need this roaster now for Yom Tov, still you're allowed to take it home from the shop. That's what Rav learned. Remino, I have a kash on you. It says, Ein mavi in kelel beis umin. You're not allowed to take the utensils home from the shop. V'im choshes lehem, shema yignavu. If you're afraid, maybe you'll get stolen in the shop. If you leave it there too long, maybe you'll get stolen there. Mefanim lechotz v'cheres. You're allowed to take it out of that place and bring it to another chotzer that you're not afraid the person will steal it from there. So I call for them, it's a stira. Here it's mashmi, you're not allowed to take it home. And before it's mashmi, you're allowed to take a kelim home from the shop. Or mashnina, the parent says, lekash, there's no stira. Hov the arbosa. On Erev Pesach, then you're allowed to take it home from any shop. you're allowed to bring it to the shop on Erev Pesach. Kan b'chol ha-shamayit. Mashaykh b'chol ha-shamayit, that's mochomer. Then you're not allowed to take home or bring things to the shop. Then it's only mutter, in case you're afraid it'll get stolen there. It's only mutter, not that it shouldn't be stolen. Take it to another place. The boy is saying, another terrorist says, I'll tell you, ho bo b'chol ha-shamayit. Both prices are talking about in b'chol ha-shamayit. V'loi kash, still there's no theory here, I'll tell you. Kan b'maminoi. Here we're talking about your mind and you believe him. Kan b'shenim aminoi. Here we're talking about you don't believe the person. It's when you believe the storekeeper, then talk you're not allowed to take it home. Too much of a tirchoi, don't take him home, leave it there. Kan b'shenim aminoi. If you don't trust him, you're afraid he'll steal it. If you leave it there too long, then Mishum Hefsid, the Rabbanu will make you allowed to take it home. But the more of a tanya, that's not a good terrorist. But tanya, we learned in a price like this. Meizin kelim b'beisumin. If you're allowed to bring home your kelim, your utensils from the workshop. To going, what case is? Hakad with based akad, akadir. A pitcher from the person that makes the pitchers. The akais, a cup, mi based azogu, the person that makes the glass cups. Avuloid semen based atseva, but you're not allowed to take home wool from a place that dyes the wool. The sum of this is wool that you're not going to use for yomtif. Avuloid kelim with based umen. And you can't take home your utensils from the based umen. The emainla, and also pashta means utensils that you're not going to use for yomtif. Therefore, you can't bring it home a chol ha-moed. V'yemein loy ma yoichel, but let's say you don't have what to eat. V'yemein loy ma yoichel, if you're a worker that doesn't have what to eat, then noisim loy schorei, you're allowed to give your utensils to that person, that person needs money to eat, and hire him, let him work for you. O manicha yetzloy, and leave your utensils by him, he should work and fix it for you. That case is mutter. In the case you're doing the tarak for the worker, that man, he's an oni. He doesn't have what to eat. You're allowed to give your utensils to him and pay him for it. Today you should have what to eat. The amena mamina, if you don't trust the person, the workshop where it is, then the law is manichim beis hasomach loy. You're supposed to take it out of the workshop and just leave it by the next door. The imchayshish shema yignivu, but if you're afraid, maybe you'll steal it. Then you're allowed to bring it home privately. So Rashi says, if you don't trust him, Alma. There's a difference whether you trust him or you don't trust him. You're answering good, bringing it home. But I call upon him, if you trust him or not, it's not gemina. In the case where you trust him, you're not allowed to. In the case where you don't trust him, you are allowed to. Of a malich and kasha, but of course it's still a kasha, you're allowed to bring it to the human. There is not a question of believing him or not. If you don't believe the person, don't bring it to him. And still one writer says you're allowed to bring it to him, and one says you're not allowed to bring it to him. Tiktoni ain't mevian, because shem de malichin. This writer says you can't take it home, so for sure you can't bring it there. And the first writer said you are allowed to take it home, so it's still a stira. You can't just answer once a place that you do believe, trust him, and once a place you don't trust him. Because that's only a question of taking it home. But what about bringing it there? One bride says you are allowed to bring it to the workman, and one says you're not allowed to. So that's a theorem. Elo, the only terrace you have to say is machmatik l'shinim yikorum. You have to come on to the terrace we said before, that there's a difference between Erev Yomtiv, on Yudal and Erev Pesach, that's not so strict, like Chol HaMoed. There you're allowed to take your utensils to the Beis Umin, and you're allowed to take it home from the Beis Umin. That's mutter. Ma'ashen kein, on Chol HaMoed, then it's Taker Osir. On Chol HaMoed, it's more strict. Then you're not allowed to bring it to the Beis Umin. And then you're not allowed to take it home from the Beis Umin. Only in certain cases. When it's not Maminoi, that's when you're allowed to bring it home. But if it's Maminoi, you're not allowed to bring it home. So the Mishnah. Shisha Dvorim Osu Anse Yerichoi. Six things, special things, Anse, the people living in Yerichoi, did. Shrashiyoi Noigim Yisrael Adorim Yerichoi. The people living in Yerichoi used to do. Is Al Shloisha Michav Yodim. Three things the Rabbonim did not like. They didn't do the right thing. But on three things the Rabbonim did not stop them, Mashm was okay. These are the things they didn't stop them from. There used to be markiv on Erev Pesach, take palm trees and like graft them from one to the other on Erev Pesach. And they didn't stop them. That's not called such a melachah. They did not ask for that on Erev Pesach. The Korchin Eshma. There used to be Korch Eshma. Of course, we know exactly what that means. Korch Eshma, one man the other says, they didn't stop after Shema Yisrael Shem HaKadosh Shem HaKadosh, they didn't stop. They went right away to Behaftor, or they didn't say Baruch Shem Kavod, one man Yemen says, we'll see, they didn't say, Asher Oloich, Hayoim Al Lubavechon. They didn't stop after the word Hayoim. They said, Hayoim Al Lubavechon. And Loi Michum, they didn't stop them. Yeah. V'koitzrin v'goitshin l'fnei yoimer. And they used to also cut down the wheat and goitshin make piles of them even before the yoimer. Before it came the 16th day of Nisan, they used to do this. Even though really you're not supposed to, but they weren't moicha. But we had this Gemara before. And Rashi says, v'koitzrin l'gassinin. Not that. No, goitshin, they used to do with the shinui before the tzirus yoimer, they used to do it. Vaita. V'eluhain. These are the three things, though, that they stopped him. That the Amorites said, don't do it. There used to be matter that people were allowed to use the branches that grow out of Hegdish. Rashi says, if somebody was makdish this tree to Hegdish, and after he was makdish it, now new branches grew out of it. So they held these new branches growing out, you were allowed to use. They hold people allowed to use it. They didn't stop them from using it. And the Chachamim say, no, it's usur. Since it's growing out of Hegdish, you're not allowed to use it. The oichlin mitachas hanishorim b'shabbos. They used to eat, if the apples used to fall off the tree on Shabbos, they used to eat the apple that fell on the tree. They held it was mutter. And the loch riz midrabbonim, the Gemara and Beis says, you're not allowed to use it. So the rabbonim when Moichin said, stop eating those of fruit that fall off the tree on Shabbos. The noistin peyel yerik. They used to leave over peya from yerek, from just vegetables. Rashi says, "Leisa peya yerek, v'upotem in a peya." First, the Gemara, it's potem from peya, so they're not supposed to do it. So Rabbanu will make Rashi micha biyodim, mishum to come afkiel lemi meiser. What's an afkmino? Somebody wants to be machmir and leave over peya for yerek. The Teretz says, when you leave over something for peya, you're potem for truma semaisus. If you're not chayiv in peya, you have to give truma semaisus. So really, these vegetables, you're mechuyev to give truma semaisus. Now that you left it over for peya, left it over for the neim to take it, the neim will eat it without taking truma semaisur. So that's wrong. So yefor rabbanu will meich with them. So you come afkir lein the meiser. So you neim meich le meiser peya. Tivul le sorvum shein pei pei gemurim. Like a shechel the peya pudum yim the meiser mishemefka ninu. All right, let's stop over here. So I say a few words about Chanukah. The famous Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says in the Chofala from the Beis, Gemara says, really, my Chanukah, what is Chanukah? So Rashi learns, my Chanukah, on what special neis are we kaveya Chanukah? Aleizen neis kovu. Gemara says that the Chanukah is Chofay the Kislev, Yoyim the Chanukah, Timna 8 days, Osibonim came into the Heichol, the Matama kol Ashmanim, at the end they found the Pach Shal Shemin, and the mess happened that lit. Was only supposed to light for one day. It lasted for 8 days. So a nest happened near lit for 8 days. Lashon Acheres, the next year, the Gemara says, Kovun, the Rabbonim were Kaveya, V'yosim, Yomim Tovim, they made Chanukah Yomtiv, V'halol V'idor. Chanukah is called the Yomtiv to say Halol and Idor. So Shalom, what does Chanukah mean it's a Yomtiv? Rashi speaks out, Yomtiv, V'yosun yom toivim drashi b'halo v'ydor loy shasurim b'mlocha, not that Chanukah is also to do work, shelo nikva elo likrois halel v'loy malanisim v'ydor. In Chanukah all we have to do is especially we say halel and we say alanisim, but it's not really also v'asiyas b'mlocha. So then the question is, what does the Gemara mean when it says they made yomtiv, they made Chanukah into yom toivim b'halo v'ydor? What does the Gemara mean into yomtiv? If it's not also to do malacha, what does it mean Chanukah is a yomtiv? Who had in the Rambam starts off in Hilchas Chanukah. He also says that Nabai Sheni, Kishamachus Yovim, Gozu Gzeres HaYisrael, Obitlu Dosim, Lenichu Moisim Lasik Baterim, the Yevonim stopped us from learning Torah, Uve Mitzvahs. They stopped us from learning Torah from doing Mitzvahs. And then we won the Muchama, and that's happened. So Rambam ends off, Ovefnei Zeh, Heskinu chachomim shavoyis ador shiyu shmoines yomim ha'elu shetchilosin kofei v'kislev. It starts 25th day of Kislev. Yemei simcha v'halol. The Rambam adds another word to it. The Rambam says Chanukah is yemei simcha, a happy day, v'halol to say halol. That's what chachomim made Chanukah. U'madlikim bem ha'neiros berev al pischayavatim b'chol layla v'layla, you light the menorah. But the Rambam says that Chanukah is called Yemei Simcha V'Halol.
It's Yemei Simcha v'Halal. Is where does the Rambam get this that Chanukah is called Yemei Simcha? The Gemara says of a Kaveya, Chanukah liyomtiv v'Halal v'Aydom. Where does the Rambam get Simcha? So it's true, the Bach Taka says that there's a minikad minim to make sudis, to make simchis on Chanukah. And the Mashal says that the Makor for this is from the Rambam. That the Rambam says Chanukah is called Yemei Simcha v'Halal. There were Kaveya Chanukah for Yemei Simcha v'Halal. That's what Chanukah is. That's what the Mashal says. There is an inyan to have sudis, to have parties on Chanukah. Even though the Mechaber says there's no real inyan to have parties on Chanukah. The Ika Simcha is just saying Halal. Ramon just says, if you do have a sit parties and you say a Dvar Torah, you say some you sing Zmiras, that makes into Sudisho Mitzvah. But the Mashal says from the Rambam, it's Mashma, there's an Inyan Tav Simcha on Chanukah. Is where did the Rambam get this Inyan Tav Simcha on Chanukah? What's special about Chanukah? Now the Gemara says, well, everybody holds, you have to say Hallel on Chanukah. The Shiloh, why do we say Hallel on Chanukah? Stam is like Stam to say Hallel, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, on the Kuf Yud Ches that says, HaKareya Halal B'chol Yoyim HaReze Mecharef U'Megadis. If you say Halal Stam whenever you want, every day, it's a terrible thing. You start making fun of Hashem. It's not a nice thing to do. It's a Gemara and Shabbos like that. So there are only special days when we say Halal. Really, the Gemara and Erechon and the Yudah Mebeis says different klolim when we say Halal. The Gemara says it has to be a Moyed, it has to be Osir B'Mlochom, it has to have separate Kavonis. The Gemara there asks the question, Chanukah. Chanukah, for 8 days we say Gantz Halel, and it has nothing Chanukah. There's no Issa Melocha, it's not called a Moyed, there's no special Korban for Chanukah. How come we say Halel on Chanukah? And the Gemara says, Mishum Nisa. Mishum the Nes that happened on Chanukah, that's why we say Halel. Poshtim is our Pesumei HaNes, that the Nisim happened, the great Nisim, that we won the Muhammad, like we say in our Nisim, all the great Nisim that happened here, that Masati Gibarim Yad Khaloshim, Rabbim Yad Miatim, Itzmeim Yad Tarim, Rishurim Yad Tadikim, Zedim Asa Zerosechom, all the Nisim that happened. And the last Nes, we'll soon see why with Kaveh Hanukkah, on the last Nes that happened was the small, Huras, the smallest miracle happened, that this little Pashto Shemin stayed light, lit for 8 days. That's the smallest Nes. But the Hura, in this is all the Nisim that happened in Hanukkah here, that we won the Muhammad. If the Gemara says, Mishum Pesum and Isa, that's the reason why we're allowed to say Halal on Chanukah. So, Chur, the Kashm is also, what's so great about Pesum and Isa? Why does that make us able to say Halal? What's the greatest, what's the inyan of being Mefarsim Denes? Really, there's a Ramban Shita, the Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvah, in Sherish Aleph, the Ramban Shita is that on Yom Tif, when we say Halal, we're Mekayim a Mitzvah Diraisa. He also say Halal on Yom Tif, it's a Mitzvah Diraisa. What's the Mitzvah? Because on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of a samachta b'chagechon. You're supposed to be happy on Yom Tov. A way of being happy is by saying shira, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, singing, saying halal to Hashem. That's a key of the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagechon. So Ramban Shitri is mamash midiraisa to say halal on Yom Tov. You see, for the Ramban, the meaning of saying halal is when you're besimcha, when you're happy, doing mitzvahs to Hashem, when a person is toich simcha, that's the time to really thank Hashem, to say halal v'ador to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, there's a posik in Shayo that says, the posik says in Shayo and Menvov, that Amzu Yotzarti Li, Tilosi Yisaperu Li. That Amzu Yotzarti Li means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he created a special nation, Li, for me, which goes on Klal Yisrael. That Amzu Yotzarti Li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, Klal Yisrael, special for him. We're special people, let's miyuchit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we realize this, that we're special people, and we ourselves is more meyuchet, special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of the pasuk says, Tehilosa yisaperu li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to tell over his tehillah, his praises. Hashem wants us to say praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of Hashem said this goes like on Hallel. That in your tehilosa yisaperu li, in your we should say back tehillah, say back praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when do we say these praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When we're in a matzav Amzu Yotzarti Li. When we realize this inyan to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is special, and we're the Yam HaNivcha, we're the special nation, that we're like one person, like we have Yichud together. We and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like with one. When we come to such a nice Hakara to realize this, then there's an inyan to give back Tila, give back praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the inyan of a Neis Bechlau, a Neis, something different is this inyan. When you see a nisim, a miracle, even though really there's a Ramban that says, Ramban holds, it says in Chumash, there's no such thing as nisim. He holds every teva is also a nis. The mashal that oil burns. It's also a nace. Who said the oil should burn? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it should burn. That there's no such thing really of Tevra alone. Everything happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to. But the pshat is, there are certain things that we see it every day, and to us it means nothing. That's the way it has to happen. It looks like it's Tevra, like it's nature. But there's such a thing as Nisim, which is abnormal. Something that's a nes, you see clearly, it's not Tevra. There's somebody here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's doing something special. That's the side of a nes. When we see a nes, we come to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, it's Cain said as Rabbeinu Yoina at the end of the fourth parak in Brachis, Nageya to Rosh Chodesh Dakam. That is the Gemara at the end of the fourth parak in Brachis that says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaMavorach Al HaChodesh Bizmanoi Kilu Mekabo Pnei Hashchina. Whenever you make Kiddush HaChodesh, it's mamish like you'd be Mekabo Pnei Hashchina. You're mamish like seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we say. When we say Kiddush HaKodesh, we talk to say, Mol HaZok HaShol HaLog HaKol Pnei HaVidush HaMashmayim Palmachas BaKodesh Dayim. But Mamash be Mekabel Pnei HaShchina. When we go outside and be Mekadosh HaKodesh, it's as if we're Mamash be Mekabel the Shchina. So Rabbein Yoin is Mazba, what does Kiddush HaKodesh have to do with seeing HaKodesh Baruch Hu? So he says, Poshit, that the Levon is something you see different happen. You see clearly there's Hashem here in the world. The Levon, at one time it's big, one time it's small, it's like a new creation. So when you look at the beginning of the month and you see the new Levana, the new moon up there, your mom is still like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something new. So whenever we see and realize the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called HaKpolos Pnei Shechina. That's like when mom is seeing Hashem, we're being closer to Hashem. So Bechlar, that's the pshat by all Nisim. All Nisim, and any time a nest happens, something different happens, we like, that's that Kara, we realize to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So that's really pshat the Gemara and Erchin, that the reason we're able to say Hallel on Hanukkah is because Hanukkah there was a nest. And what happened to this nest? This nest was a special nest that happened to Klal Yisrael. So we see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts special to us, and we come to realize more HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we have the nest. So when a person realizes the Nisim, he's like more curved to Hashem, that's the time he lost the Yisaperuli. That's Pshan the Pasuk. Now's the time to say back, he would say back Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we only have a right to say Hallel at special times. Special times when we come closer to Hashem, that we really see Hashem. Now when you say of Simcha, we always say, Ivdu as Hashem b'Simcha. But the Pasuk says, Atayna, Tachat Hashem le'evarti, as Hashem l'kecha b'Simcha b'tub leivu. There's a time if you do mitzvahs, not the Simcha, that's not the right way. Really the biggest Simcha we should have really is doing mitzvahs. Is Ivdu as Hashem b'Simcha. You're supposed to do mitzvahs b'Simcha. That when a person is happy, being in the matzav of Simcha, that's the way you become close to Hashem. You have no worries, you don't think about other things. That's the way you can think purely to realize there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's helping us out, he's doing things. That's only b'tzeich Simcha. If you have a Simcha, you could do these things, you could become close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Alright, we'll stop here. The rest of this will be in a separate tape by itself. We are holding Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. We'll start again from the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says at the bottom of Nun Zayin Nun Nun Heyim El Beis. It says Shisha Dvorim also Anshe Yerichai. Six things Anshe the people from Yericho did. Al Shloisha on three of these things the Michu Biyodam. The Chomim was Meicha means rebuke them, told them they're doing wrong. The Al Shloisha Le Michu Biyodam, but on three of these things they did. The Chum did not stop them. They did not protest against them. Now the Mishnah says, "V'elu hein shlemichu biyodim." These are the three things that the Chumim did not stop the people from Yericho to do. For one was makivin de kolam kolayim. They used to graft palm trees together the whole day or erev Pesach. And we'll see in the Gemara. By them it was a dovru avud, like this was a city that had a lot of palm trees there. And if they would wait even one day to graft them, they would lose out on their peres. Therefore, for them, it was mutter to graft these palm trees, even on Erev Pesach. Then, v'korchim eshma, they would put the shma together, like wrap it together. We'll see in the Gemara, they did not make any hefsekim, they did not stop in between the parshias of shma. And then, v'koitzrim, v'koitzrim of ne'oimer, they used to cut down and make piles pile up the wheat before they brought the Korban Omer, like before the 16th day of Nisan. Now Rashi says, the Koitzun Loigasin, Yishnat Tigurus here, the fact that they cut down the wheat. because that was a hefted garment that they were allowed to do. Because like we hold in the Gemara, Menoche says that the Issa not to cut down the wheat or from the hay minim, that's the wheat, rye, spelled oats and rye, that's only from places that you could bring it for the Yomer. But here, this place, Yericho, was not a place that grows well, and therefore you cannot bring it for the Yomer. And therefore, really, you're allowed to cut them down. The Yichidish here is that for Goychim, that we hold with the Rabbonim, you're not allowed to gather them together, because afraid you may come to eat from it. And there's an Issa Chodesh on it, you can't eat from it until they bring the Korban Yomer. So Yichidish here, the Anshi Yericho, they were doing something wrong. They were even Goychim, they even gathered it together. But still, Laimicha Chacham and the Chacham did not protest against them, did not stop them. So these are the three things that did not stop them. Now, the Eilu Shemichu Biyodim, these are the three things that the Chacham did go to stop them. And that is that Matirin Gamzius Shalhegdish. The Anshi Yericho used to say you're allowed to have enjoyment from the Gamzius that belong to Hegdish. Now, this Gamzius, that was branches, soft branches that grew on, let's say, a boxer tree, or else on a shikma, on a sycamore tree, that the tree was hegdish, and they used to hold that it's mutar v'ano. Rashi says, this is gidula v'ano from shegidlu b'charuv and shegidlu shegdishu abaseim, heiloyim matirin l'enes minagdin, they used to say, let him enjoy before it grows up from it. Because the derech of this charuv, this boxer tree, or the sycamore tree was, used to cut it down after 7 years, and then let it grow up again. So they held what grows up again later is not Hegdish, you're allowed to have Ano from it. And we'll see, really that's also, because it's called Gedule Hegdish, that is also Ano. So this is one thing. Then secondly,